U.S. Marines are dead. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The military confirming details from the crash of an Osprey in the Southern California desert yesterday.
An investigation into what caused the crash of the MV-22B Osprey aircraft is ongoing a day after the accident. In a statement, the Marine Corps said the crash happened during a training exercise. The MV-22B is a twin-engine tilt-rotor aircraft that can take off and land like a helicopter but fly as a turboprop aircraft. And versions of it are flown by the Marine Corps, Navy, and Air Force.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the identities of the Marines not yet released. City officials in Philadelphia just announcing two arrests in Virginia in connection with last weekend's deadly mass shooting in a busy entertainment district. The suspects will be extradited and face murder charges. Two previous arrests were not in connection with the three deaths during the shooting. The Justice Department launching a pattern and practice probe of state police in Louisiana over allegations of racial profiling and use of force misconduct, the first such federal probe of a statewide law enforcement agency in more than two decades. $5 a gallon gas prices nationwide already hitting that mark in the Gas Buddy average, and AAA is close behind at a new record $4.97 a gallon today, with 20 states plus D.C. topping $5. And for some drivers, cheaper options are going away. Costco says only members can buy its gas in New Jersey beginning July 5th. That's already the chain's policy in most states.
In New Jersey, drivers for a very long time have been able to fill up without that Costco card. No more. Costco gas is typically around 15 cents cheaper today. I think it's about 18 cents cheaper than the state average. So it's a real blow for those non-members that rely on that gas.
Fox Business's Madison Allworth in Garfield, New Jersey. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Republicans pressing Democrats in Congress to get moving on a Supreme Court protection measure after the arrest of a man accused of trying to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
A bill focused on protecting Supreme Court justices has stalled in the House after passing the Senate, but Republicans say there is new urgency after a man was arrested near Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home, and he's now charged with attempted murder.
Well, the justices are protected, as you all know.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said at her weekly press conference that no justice is in danger over the weekend due to the Senate bill not being passed in the House yet. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy responded,
I don't know how she can say that, knowing that you just captured a person who wanted to kill Kavanaugh and his family.
Pelosi said the House will look at updated language on the Justice's Protection Bill next week. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
U.S. Marshals have been working security outside justices' homes amid concern about an upcoming abortion decision. The bill proposes beefed-up security, including for families and staffers. Sheriff's officials say a man trying to enter an Alabama school has been shot and killed after a confrontation with police. All of the children are safe. Walnut Park Elementary in Gadsden, northeast of Birmingham, is currently holding a summer program. A new study suggests a possible link between diet and the risk of skin cancer.
Fish consumption and melanoma linked, according to a study published by Brown University researchers in the journal Cancer Causes and Control. It found higher levels of tuna and unfried fish consumption, about two portions a week, appear associated with a greater risk of the most serious type of skin cancer. Of the nearly 500,000 adults in the study, 22% were at a higher risk if they averaged around an ounce and a half of fish a day versus those who ate far less. Scientists speculating contaminants in fish, such as mercury, are to blame. They encourage people to continue eating fish, which is associated with health benefits.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.